Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. This is your host, Vicky, the professor of food, the professor of pork, the professor of extra sauce on the side. I have with me a very special co-host, first time at the cast, the awesome Eddie.
Woo!
Welcome, Eddie. How are you doing? Are you in a food coma?
Oh, yeah. I'm falling asleep.
You're falling asleep?
Yes.
We just frequented, what was the place called? How about if I actually know the name of the place? El Lechon de Negron?
Le Tron de Negron. I don't know. I figure if I do it, say it that way, maybe it sounds correct.
It's authentic Puerto Rican cuisine.
Unlike me. I'm not very authentic Puerto Rican.
Authentic enough. Yeah. What is considered authentic?
Well, you know, my mother, I guess, you know, from being in Puerto Rico, living in there.
Nah, not me. Yeah, you're good.
Let's have fake it till I make it.
That's good. You can help me with all the pronunciations of stuff that I'm going to butcher.
Oh, I'll be worse.
You'll be worse? You can't be worse than me.
What a bet.
Bruh. Well, like, whatever, listeners.
What are you doing here then?
You're used to me butchering something, so it's all right. We'll make it work, okay? So I'm going to give you some background history of Puerto Rican cuisine, as well as some national dishes and so on and so forth.
I'm willing to learn. I don't even know. And I'm from Puerto Rico. Yeah, well.
Judgment.
Sorry.
Judgment. Well, it's a good thing that this is just audio and not also video, because then you'll see my judgy.
He's like, I definitely picked the wrong judge to be with you on this one.
Well, it's a judgment-free zone, but I still judge. Okay, so here we go. Some history for you guys. Puerto Rican cuisine has its roots in the cooking tradition and practices of Europe, mostly Spain, Africa, and in native Taínos. Starting from the latter part of the 19th century, the cuisine of Puerto Rico has been greatly influenced by the U.S. and the ingredients used in its preparation. Puerto Rican cuisine can be found in several other countries, which makes sense because basically all cuisine can be found anywhere and everywhere at this point. Locals call their cuisine cocina criolla.
Criolla?
Yeah. Bruh.
Double L. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, annoying. That's a Y sound. Senorita LaPella would be so upset with me. I'm sorry, Senorita. By the end of the 19th century, the traditional Puerto Rican cuisine was well established. By 1848, the first restaurant, La Mayoquina, opened in Old San Juan. Remus go. Yeah, I'm just
gonna, control
I'm just butchering names here, so y'all be all right. El Cocinero Puerto Ricano.
Riqueno.
Sure.
Yeah,
the island's first cookbook was published in 1849. Do you have a copy?
I
do. Horrible. Is there Puerto Rican cards? Can somebody take your Puerto Rican card? Like, there's a black card?
Oh, I did that. You know how many cards that have been revoked by now?
Do you have any cards?
I got nothing left.
No cards left.
I got no cards left.
Nope. November 1st, 2004, a book titled Puerto Rico, Grand Cuisine in the Caribbean, I can pronounce that one, was released in Spanish and English. A cookbook is dedicated to Puerto Rico's rich gastronomic and chefs sharing old and new recipes. Aww. The book features not only native Puerto Rican chefs, but chefs from all over who have been influenced by Puerto Rico's cuisine, calling it the gastronomic capital of the Caribbean. Really? Over Jamaica? Puerto Rican cooking, has a large range of spices and seasoning due mostly to influence. This makes Puerto Rico one of the best in Latin fusion cooking.
Okay.
Maybe. Over Mexican, though?
Yes.
For Latin fusion cooking?
Yes.
You're just saying that.
Yes, definitely.
Caribbean and other countries can be found, but not as common as Sazon and...
I'm biased, though.
adobo? Really?
Do you have sazon and adobo? Listen, I have that in my cupboard.
Do you have that in your cupboard?
That's a necessity.
Traditional cooking on the island uses more fresh and local ingredients, such as citrus to make mojo and mojito islano, and especially fresh herbs, vegetables, and peppers to make...
You're doing very well, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Perfect.
Not perfect. We're going to take that back. Roqueto and sofrito. What's that? Star anise, ginger, and cinnamon, nutmeg, and other sweet spices are mainly used for drinks and desserts. Puerto Rican dishes are well seasoned with combinations of flavorful spices. The base of many Puerto Rican main dishes involves sofrito. Similar to the something of French cooking. I don't know, mirepoix? I don't know. I didn't take French.
Mirepoix, all right.
You just...
No, I really think that's what it said.
Okay.
Mirepoix.
Or the Trinity of Creole cooking. What's the Trinity of Creole cooking? Mm. I don't know. I was in New Orleans last year. Okay. I don't know what that was.
Anyway.
A proper sofrito is saute of freshly ground garlic, tomatoes, onions, cilantro, red peppers.
Cilantro.
Peppers, whatever. Do you make your own sofrito?
I don't.
My friend Zakaya makes sofrito if I wanted it.
It's pretty sad. Not to say I can't, but...
Have you ever?
I have.
In the last decade?
Yes. Last decade, yes.
In the last 5 years?
I think so, yes. Pretty good.
I don't know. We need a lie detector.
Yeah, freeze
test.
It, you know.
Well, yeah, a lot of people do.
Actually,
big bash
a really good trick that I actually learned when I actually made it is take an ice tray.
Oh.
And then you mix it. You know, you do your sofrito or whatever, and you
cubes.
Put it in there so that you're gonna freeze it, and then you put the little cubes in.
Yeah, but you don't have that right now.
I know.
No. Okay. So. National dishes. You know what?
Arroz gondules.
I
know that one, you know, which is sweet, sticky rice cooked in spices, ginger, milk, coconut milk, raisins, and rum. It's a national Christmas dessert. Arroz con dulce. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Arroz con gandules y lechon. I hope no one here.
Judge.
You know? Oh, my God.
Yellow. I only took 4 years of Spanish, so.
Pigeon peas with roasted pork. It's the national dish. A sopao?
Sure.
Okay, listen. Similar to a gumbo, the soup is made with rice, shellfish, chicken, chorizo, and other ingredients.
Is that kind of like,
Like a gumbo.
No. Listen, go ahead, keep reading.
Okay.
Because I can't remember the name.
Like a paella, you mean?
Yes.
But paella is more like with like seafood and things like that.
But you just said seafood. If you take out the chicken, because I've seen it with chorizo in it too.
Yeah, that's about. Well, I don't know the difference between
right?
that one and
right.
Very similar.
That's right.
But
maybe it's more soupy.
But right, I don't remember recalling pay having. Like,
yeah, but sometimes people throw all kinds.
It's just
crap
all seafood
in it.
Stuff.
Like yeah, usually. But then people, once you throw in the chorizo, they're like, "Oh, look, I got chicken in the fridge. Let me just
throw
it
in." Oh,
yeah,
so right in there, everything in the pot.
Exactly.
Our old favorite coquito. Yeah, coconut milk and rum eggnog, a natural Christmas drink.
My friend Christine, she just started selling coquito.
Yeah, my best friend actually had made. Quite interesting, a Nutella and I think a pistachio.
Was it green?
It was green.
Yeah. I always like a pistachio.
It was green. And it had like little pistachio like nuts in the bottom there. It was pretty good. And the Nutella one was really, really good. Pasteles, which is a dough made from stock, green bananas, squash, plantains, and starch roots, filled with meats and other ingredients, natural Christmas dish. Oh, wow, Christmas dishes in here, huh?
Yeah.
A piña colada.
I don't like them.
Maybe I'm on a cruise or something.
If I'm on a... No.
No?
No.
I like the little umbrella.
No? Put umbrella in anything, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, put that on. But listen, anything with like a little... What is it, tequila in there? You're good.
Yeah.
Maybe 1954 at the Caribe Hilton Beach Comber... Bar in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Really?
Is that what originated?
Apparently,
that's interesting. Fun
it's
fact.
It's not 1954, though, so it's not even that old.
Oh, yeah, fun fact. I like that.
Oh, wait, and it became the national beverage of Puerto Rico since 1978. You don't even know that about
I didn't even know that.
Yo, come on, bro. This is stuff you need to know.
Look at that. And Jose Cuervo, I guess, the natural drink for Mexicans, I guess. Is that what it is?
I'm not going to touch that.
I don't know. I'm not being racist.
I don't know about that one. If you're offended, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Tembleque? I don't know what that is. A coconut corn starch pudding. It's a national dessert.
Really? You
like... Not flan or anything?
Well, I guess not. Oh. Isn't flan Cuban, though? I think that's Cuban.
Look who's asking. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what that is. I haven't even heard of that. Oh, there's more.
Yeah. Let's see. There's three more.
Mofongo. Yeah, we all
know
that.
What we just had.
I just had, and it's just like sitting in me like a rock.
Well, you... Okay, we're going to discuss the food so I can fuss at him.
Oh, man. I'm now actually regretting not.
Now you're gonna regret it.
I am.
Okay.
But it happens all the time, you know.
But I can't tell you to stop.
After the fact, it's like, all right, maybe
take some home.
Don't eat all of it. Don't worry,
guys. I will post the pictures.
Oh my lord!
I posted a group of the group pictures, and then I'll post each one to tell you what each dish was, so you can see. And then I'll point out Eddie ate all of this.
I sure did.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty proud of it. It was a good idea at the time. Mofongo is a very popular Afro-Puerto Rican dish. Oh, I like that. Made with...
Dominican-based and stuff?
Hmm?
Is it like with Dominican influence and stuff? But go ahead.
Yeah, with fried unripe plantains and other root vegetables mashed with garlic, fried pork, chicharron, olive oil, and broth. Plátanos maduros, which is my absolute favorite. Slice of deep fried sweet plantains.
That's like crack.
So
I get myself in trouble. I'm like, wait, what?
I love it.
You have some? Yeah. Let me get like a whole thing of them.
I could just sit there and oh my lord, they're amazing, and wow, nostalgic for me, of course. All right, farina.
Yes.
Like.
My dad loves that.
Like, wow. I can... You know what? I think after this, I'm going to go right now.
No!
It's a little blue box with the boy, right? Like,
yeah, you just had...
I might eat it now, but you know.
You're going to eat it tomorrow morning?
Nah, I probably won't. Probably still digesting this mofongo that's sitting in me. My God. But it's a cream of wheat cooked with spices, ginger, milk, sugar, citrus peels, and coconut milk. It is served with cinnamon and butter on top.
Cannot go wrong.
It's like a Saturday morning all over for me.
Okay, so the place that we just visited, you gonna say the name again?
Where's the name of it? El Lechon de Negron. I don't know what that means.
That's the last name of the family.
Ah, okay.
Good history. We're gonna make Eddie read some more.
Jeez, reading.
It's okay. We're almost done.
I didn't sign up for this.
We're almost done.
All right. Started by the Negron family in 2012, El Lechon de Negron has been spreading Latin flavors all over New Jersey. You may have seen the food truck at a local curbside location, farmer market, or festivals. That's where I recognize.
Yeah, I think most of us were like, wait, this actually looks familiar.
It looks so familiar, yeah, and realize it's a food truck. If you have never been to a food truck, come visit the restaurant in Union, New Jersey. Stop in and enjoy a full menu ranging from the traditional classic dishes to one of a kind creations. A cozy eat-in environment and a friendly staff eager to serve you.
This is straight from the website. That's why it sounds so flowery.
Didn't seem that eager. No.
We'll discuss that.
They weren't that eager, you know, to get your money.
Right. That was ridiculous.
All
right.
Well. Known for the... You know what? I didn't pronounce that to her. I was like, I showed her the menu and I pointed. I was like, I want this. I want two of them. Both pork, you know? And she kind of laughed at me, but it's okay. I get laughed at a lot. Known for the El Jibarito. I want to go with that.
I'm going to go with that. That's strong. That's strong.
Listen, you fake it till you make it. I think I made that one. I think I made that happen.
Yeah.
The plant sandwich with, I assume
it's
fried, but this one said friend.
Whatever.
All right. What friend green plantains.
Fried green.
Oh, yeah. Fried green.
Really? All right. Jerk.
Sorry. Slice in half and flattened as a bread. Topped with cheese, lettuce, tomato, onions, mayo, ketchup.
Mayo chup.
Sauce and choice of meat, pork, chicken, steak, or shrimp.
Yes.
The shrimps are really good.
So.
It's like 1,000.
We just ate there.
Shut this down.
Is it too much heat
for you? Oh my lord. I'm giving off too much heat as is.
There's no such
thing. It's like 90 degrees in here.
I prefer it to be
extra. I feel like I'm in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we're sitting in my car outside the place. I usually keep my heat on like 3,000. And when it gets too hot, I crack open the windows. But at no point in time do I turn down the heat.
In that case, my glasses would be all foggy, you know? Yeah, I don't know how you...
But you also... Oh, you still have your heat on.
Is my butt still on?
Yeah, you turned mine off.
Oh, that's what I'm doing.
And you have the heated feed flood. Wait. That's why I was like, why am I not...
Oh, you know what? This is perfect. I'm actually, like, you know, sweating out all this mofongo out of me.
Okay, so, as we were just in the restaurant, it is a small little chill in the cut place. If you don't know where to go, you would pass right definitely, by it. Because I've definitely been on this street and never knew that this was here. Because it sits in the towards the back. So you wouldn't realize it's here. And it's maybe like 6 tables in there. Mm-hmm. There's constantly people coming in to pick up and to go. And they also do, you know, Uber Eats and DoorDash and all those places.
How many of those you saw?
Those waiting. People, oh my gosh, they were constantly in and out, in and out, in and out. So, some of the stuff that we ordered was the mofongo. Eddie had the shrimp. I had the pork, because I love pork. Hence the professor of pork.
I love the pork on my fork.
Yeah, and then we had the plantain sandwich. We both had the pork one. And you had the beef empanada?
I did.
And I had the
guava. And I wasn't going to get an empanada until you're like, I want the guava empanada. I'm like, okay.
Of course.
I was going to order you the guava. And I'm just
but
waiting
there. But anytime I'm somewhere like, where there's an empanada as an option, I order it. Uh-huh. Because I've eaten so many of them, like I like to judge it.
You like to judge it. Okay.
So then I had the guava, which also had dulce de leche and cream cheese in it.
How was that, by the way?
That was amazing. Was it? Okay. It was nice and hot, and like everything just came together. Mm-hmm. So, that's me. Oh, that's that you?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Something in the world of sports happening.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
So, I would definitely recommend my guava empanada if you like the sweet empanadas. How was your beef?
I'll try that next time, you know, because I'm actually a little... I don't think I've ever had a sweet empanada before.
What?
Is that weird?
No.
Well, at this point, like I've had nothing should surprise you at this point.
I know. Like, I've had a sweet potato empanada, pumpkin.
Yeah, no, I've never had that. Where do you find these
empanadas? Wherever. Any, like, empanada place usually has one or two sweet ones on there, and I always order one of those. Like, you order beef and chicken, because those are the classics. Mm-hmm. You try them, judge them, and then you order one sweet one.
Maybe I'm not looking.
Horrible.
I've never noticed a sweet one.
But, come along with my food.
But the I got a little, listen, a regular standard
beef.
Plain beef empanada, typical staple Puerto Rican thing. Yeah, I was looking at that and I was like, a lot of cheese.
It's 2 for $5.
Yeah.
I'll have to come back.
Yeah.
Because I want to try the chorizo.
The chorizo.
I won't do the barbecue pork.
But it was good. You know, you've had one beef empanada, you've had them all pretty much.
It's true.
There's, you know.
But sometimes the beef isn't seasoned well. Sometimes they like to throw in.
I like the fact that it was packed. Olives, so like I do like those olive type of things. You won't find that here in this type of empanada so much, but seasoned very well, I thought. It was packed in there. Wasn't as greasy.
Oh, good.
Like I've had some empanadas, yes. And you break it open, and all of a sudden you pour it. It's like a beverage while you're eating it.
Yes.
Like you're drinking the juices or the oils and whatnot. So this was actually pretty good in that standpoint. But I'll have it again. But I definitely want to try your guava.
Next time. For sure, you guys.
Guava.
Really?
Yeah.
The extra. Yeah, really? Are you dying? No. Okay, so the plantain sandwich.
We got the mofongo.
Fried green plantain. Mashed and shaped into a ball.
Sure was.
Served with your choice of meat, and it comes with rice and beans.
See, I missed that part. I didn't continue reading.
Yeah.
See, when I ordered this.
Because it was like. It was mad extra. Like, it was mad extra.
It was like
food.
Another meal.
It is straight, like, a full plate. So, if you get the mofongo, understand that that is a full meal.
Yeah, that's a meal in there. I just thought it was just going to be that bowl of mofongo goodness.
No.
You know, with, like, whatever topping you get. But they add rice, plantains.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff right in there. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Damn, I messed up. You know, but it was good. Nonetheless, It was, I like garlic. It was definitely garlicky.
Yeah, so,
definitely
so you had the gum. Shrimp.
I had, oh my God.
Yeah, first of all, the shrimp was huge.
Shrimp
was
big.
And you got like six or something.
Yeah, like six or eight of them. It was like,
yeah, it was a good amount. So you didn't feel gypped.
Yeah.
Because it's the more expensive one, $12.50.
And for 12, but yeah, but for $12.
For $12.
That was still definitely.
For a normal person.
Yeah.
It was at least two meals.
Yeah, I'm not normal. Sorry.
2 to 3 meals. For a Vicky meal, it was like 2 to 3 meals.
Oh, you know, I definitely ate enough.
Eddie pushed through and it ate all of it. I told him, like, bro, don't do it. Take some home. He's like, nah, nah.
Don't tell me what to do. That's,
yeah. Yeah. And guess what? Who's going to be suffering?
Well, I will.
I feel light because I didn't eat all my food.
Well, you're going to be suffering if we don't finish this podcast in a timely manner because the windows are up. So.
Oh my Lord. Okay, moving on. I had the pork. The pork was very flavorful. It was good. It was nice.
Pork was good, yeah.
You can never go wrong with ordering pork though.
No, you can't, but you know when you have like I guess pernil, right? It's what they you know, depending on how you know how certain people make it. Some could be really dry.
That is true.
So here in this case, it was not. It wasn't dry at all. It was falling apart, which was good. It was nice and shredded. So, they know how to do it.
Yeah, no, it was pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good. Would you get that again?
Yeah.
Or would you go with the shrimp next time?
Oh, that's hard. Well, you know, since I've already had the pork.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't need it. Fools.
Yeah.
I've already had the pork and I had some of your shrimp, which was really good. Mm-hmm. So now I either try for the chicken or the steak since I've already had the other two.
I was afraid to have the chicken. I don't know.
See, like, chicken's hit or miss.
Yeah, I feel like that was going to be dry or. I don't know. The Puerto Rican spot. I don't know if. You got to go with pork.
I went and tried the lechon disco fries.
Look at that.
Ooh. Fries top of pernil, mozzarella cheese, and pork gravy.
See, you can't go wrong. You got pernil, you got mozzarella cheese, you got the gravy, you got the fries.
How could that be
wrong?
Like, amazing. They have it in parentheses. Just to let you know. Yeah. You totally missed that. So I might come back and get that. Mm. And then, I don't know.
Those fried, so they also have fried chicken. Where's the fried chicken on this menu? But this kid across from us had ordered some fried chicken, and it looked really, really good. See, I will put that, you know, on top of like a nice Belgian waffle. That's the type of guy I am. But but it came with, I think, rice and some plantains for him. But that fried chicken looked legit. It looked really good
because they have plates. Crispy. So the plates. You know, have the fried chicken thighs, the chimichurri chicken.
And they tell you how to order. Look at that. Step one. Yeah, it's like.
Order your meat, pork, chicken, or steak, or shrimp. Step two, choose your rice, yellow or white. And in step three, serve with three pieces.
See?
Oh, look, they have boiled yuca.
Boiled yuca.
I prefer fried yuca, though.
Fried yuca is good.
I'm going to go for it.
I like fried yuca.
If I'm already going with that carb. Mm. So the plantain sandwich, which is what pulled me in when I saw it on my timeline on Facebook. I was like, what? I am here for the plantain sandwich.
You had me at plantains.
That's true.
That's when I saw that, I was like, I saw that, I was like, ooh. And then I saw where it was looking. I was like, wow.
I know, right? I was like,
it's like
Union.
Up the block. Yeah, it's like up the block from not too far from my house. So.
Yeah. I mean, this is just around the corner from me.
Like, I was like, okay, Vic, when are we doing this?
So, I had the pork. You had the pork.
Yes.
There's a shrimp one.
I had the shrimp in the mofongo, but.
Yeah. I don't know if I want the shrimp on there.
No, I think that was the way to go for the pork.
The pork, yeah. Maybe the chicken, though. Chicken might work.
Maybe the steak. I think I want to try the steak next
time. The steak? Yeah. It's only $1 more.
So. I think the steak on that sandwich would be good.
Yeah. I agree. But,
Cubano. And the mustard, I think, ruined it. I don't know.
But you're supposed to have mustard.
I don't know. Mm.
Yeah. I don't like ham. Mm. So. Mm. Okay. When I get a Cuban sandwich, I take off the ham.
Tripleta. Pernil ham, steak, Swiss cheese, potato sticks, lettuce. Holy Lord.
Potato sticks? So is that like a fat sandwich?
Yeah, probably their French fries, right? Potato sticks. That's probably the version of a fat sandwich.
Yeah.
I wonder if you eat three of those, you could name it the... Vicletta?
Name it in my honor.
Name it in your honor after eating three of them.
Yeah, because then I have to go straight to the hospital. So, like, her blood pressure is 3,000 over 5. Wow. Okay, so everything there was very well seasoned. It was very good. I enjoyed all of it.
And I'm, like, eavesdropping and listening to the other people on the table and the people, the guy that took my hot sauce.
That you took the hot sauce from him first. Oh, they were fighting for the hot sauce, y'all.
But okay. I was like, something missing. I need hot sauce. Like, and so he was having a conversation with the lady in front of him. And basically, he heard of it through Facebook.
We all saw
the same thing. The lady that he was talking to came from Jersey City.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Right? She said that. And this place is crowded.
Yeah.
Facebook is like that. I was like, okay.
But that's good because then it's a small business that's definitely going to get that support.
Right. And then the people right on the other side of you, I think they were talking about something about maybe because then she noticed that it was a lot of people standing, waiting online and things like that if they were going to expand a little bit. And that guy that took our plate, he was like, oh, maybe we could buy the place next door and kind of expand it out or whatever.
Because no offense to the pizza place next door. I didn't see anybody going.
Yeah. Is that even open?
It was.
Oh, look at that. Aww. I kind of feel bad now.
Yeah.
I think we should do a review for them, right? Just because? No, I guess not.
No.
Yeah, maybe not.
I have my pizza.
But it's crazy because as packed as, as that place was, and what you were saying earlier is that unless you know where you're looking for.
Yes.
You're going to pass this place.
Yeah, you're not going to know.
There's
a bank. In the next plaza, you'll just keep driving.
Yeah, so
you go to the bank and you're.
It's behind houses and whatnot. Yeah,
it's definitely in the cut. If you know about it, you go there.
Yeah.
So it was very smart on whoever reached out to. I think it was like NJ.com or whatever. Oh, they've been featured on Food Network.
Oh yeah, is that right? Look at that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe their food truck.
Yeah. So yeah.
And the food truck is still available, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they said they'll be on the road in April. So I guess they only do it in the season, summer.
The seasonal type of thing?
Okay. Yeah, seasonal thing. Which makes sense for festivals and stuff. That will only be in the springs and summer.
Other than that.
Wintertime, people aren't outside going to food trucks.
True.
At all.
The only downfall I have about this whole place, this whole thing, this whole experience is that I wish I was never full. I wish I just could keep eating.
You would die.
I would die, I guess.
Your blood pressure would be 5,000.
Oof. I nearly did over there,
Your blood sugar will be, whatever, 600. There'll be no hope for you.
Oh, my God.
So the only problem I had was the ordering was cool, but when it came time to pay, you're in the line mixed with everybody else. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cashier was also packing the food. So it was I'm standing in line for
they should have a waiter.
Seven or eight minutes. Like I'm I just wanted to pay.
Yeah.
Just let me pay and be done. Or when you order your food, why couldn't I just pay then?
Right.
That would make more sense.
Yeah, it's total separate line. Yeah, register, you pay.
Yeah, they need to work that out. Either pay as soon as you order or have the waiter come to your table and you pay through him.
Okay.
Whichever one.
Did they say when this opened?
2000. Wait, what did the paper say?
Is that what it said?
You read it.
I did read it. I read the words.
2012. So they haven't been around
that long. I thought the 2012 was with the food truck. I meant this actual establishment.
Location.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go through 2012.
Oh, okay. Ish.
I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
We're just going to go with that. Maybe.
Definitely will come back here.
Yeah, definitely. You know. And as always, I always enjoy Latin food anyway. So you can never go wrong. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
So I support it. I say go back. Scale of 1 to 10. Food. What do you give it?
Food. I'm going to go to 8 with that.
Okay. I'm going to say an 8 too.
Strong 8.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
1 to 10 on service.
You know what? I mean, you gotta take the good with the bad. It was busy. They were probably not prepared, you know. But either way, I'm gonna go with a 4.
A 4?
I'm gonna go with a 4.
Now. Okay, I wasn't gonna go that low. I was gonna go with a 6.
A 6? I'm gonna go with
yeah, 4. Because the waiter guy was very nice, and he brought, like,
well, listen, boxes. Everybody was nice, but,
yeah,
you know.
But, yeah, the flow was not.
Yeah, they, you know.
It was not.
They gotta prepare for as busy as they're gonna
yeah,
be.
It was not good, yeah. So they need to work on that. Location.
Listen, the location is really poor. However, the advertising on this place and the word of mouth, you know, you don't really need a proper location for this place, but it's a pretty poor location, I think.
Yeah, so...
But it's easy to get to if you know where you're going.
I don't think it's a bad location.
No?
Okay. I think because it's off the beaten track, it's a great location. And because it's right here in Union, like you can pick up 22 right there. You have 1 and 9 close by. So it's not a bad location.
No, it's a great location to the surrounding cities around that it's yeah. easy to get to. But you don't know where you're going unless you know where you're going.
Yeah, unless you, which is
like
good.
If I'm driving, like if I, this place is not on 22.
No.
Like if I'm driving, it's like, damn, I'm almost trying to eat. I'm hungry and I'm on 22. You know what? I'm craving Puerto Rican. There you go. Boom. I'm right there. Here?
Yeah, but the thing is, I purposely avoid 22 because of all the traffic. Yeah. So a lot of those places don't get my money because I'm like, yo, like, listen, I want some Chick-fil-A, but it ain't worth it for me to fight 22, to fight to get in, to fight to get out. It ain't worth it.
Sometimes
so a lot of times, I don't go. But I like because they have a very easy, accessible parking lot.
You're right.
And there's parking.
You're right.
So it's not like you have to go to, like,
but here's the thing.
Jersey City or Hoboken with no parking.
You don't need to worry about that. There's a bunch of DoorDash and Uber Eats.
That's true.
Let them wait.
That is true.
Pay that extra $5 or whatever it is.
Yes.
You know?
Whatever. And they yeah. always have free delivery always happening anyway.
Yeah, because how many times you saw DoorDash like waiting around for that food or whatever, right? Yeah. So, yeah, listen, you don't have to worry about all that. So everything's good.
Yep. So that's it for this episode, guys. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed it. Puerto Rican cuisine was pretty good. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, not bad.
Thank you, Eddie, for being on the show.
Thank you for having.
You're the first one of your friend group to be here.
And I do apologize that I've actually seen a pod of yours.
Yes, he didn't even have the podcast app ever open.
I've never had
it.
So,
it said, welcome.
All right, well, see, then...
Horrible.
Listen, then you should not take offense to that, you know, because I didn't know anything about it.
That's true.
I don't know what a pod is.
Yeah, you weren't listening to anybody's
anything.
Podcast.
Exactly. So
yeah, so I'm not too offended.
Equally so. But
equally
now,
not listening.
Right.
But now that you've been on there,
now I'm a fan. I'm gonna listen to you. You know. And do I get alerts? Is that how it works? Like
yeah.
You post something, I get alert. Okay, cool.
You gonna shout out to Rich? Since he hasn't been on the show yet.
Listen, I don't want to hear sick invite, man. You know, get in your minivan with the girls.
It's down right now, so.
Oh, it's down? I don't
it's
know.
It's down, so he doesn't even know that you're here.
Oh, okay. Well,
whatever is finally up.
Give it a few. He'll be like, sick invite. You're going to see a whole bunch of messages
sick
from
invite,
him.
Sick invite, yes.
Yeah, listen, get in your minivan. load up the girls. Drive out to Union. All right.
When he comes to visit you.
Like, when that happened?
We're not going to talk bad on you, Rich. Yeah. My bad. We're going to leave you alone. But not really. Okay, guys.
But it's pleasure. It's fun. Yeah. This is fun.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, now that I know that you live.
I didn't know what to expect. So.
Since you live, like, next door.
Yeah. You throw a rock in your...
Yeah, and I can hit you.
Yeah, there you go. See?
On purpose. So we can definitely hit up some other places
that's
that are local.
You let me know. You gotta let me know what other places that are around. So cool. We can do this next time. Cool.
Cool. Thank
pleasure.
You.
Pound it out.
Really?
Explode.
I can't. All right, guys. Definitely go over, check out our social media, because sometimes if you chime in, you will find your names being mentioned here.
You can check us out on our Facebook at Fat Girl Chronicles, Twitter at Fat Girl NJ, Instagram at Fat Girl Chronicles NJ, Google Plus Communities Fat Girl Chronicles, and definitely shoot us an email at fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. Check us out. You'll enjoy what's going on. We have various conversations happening all the time, guys, and we like to start food debates, and sometimes it gets a little wild, so check us out on our social media.
As always, like, subscribe, and share. And we'll see you next time. Laters!
Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.